soltanto di veloce qui questa finita stava composta Giulia Rusco mi toglie suolo per duale the roots committed and refer the life in the many issues that we must really condemn and reconsider and deliberate on and then formulate our views that we want to present to the roots committee. And my choice on to whenever I speak in that time must present the comprehensive issues to the roots committee. Hopefully at the time the roots committee will be much more prepared to proceed and all the processes that we don't end up with a situation where we go to the host community, come back to the subcommittee, go to the host community, we'll never finish the work that has started since 2018. We'll never really finish that. I'm very worried about that. I hope we should be able then to capture the host community correctly, we should be able to assist them. We know that we work under terrible pressure. But I think this time we must give us a time to look at the issues that are referred to us for consideration. Some of them are not very big issues that we need to discuss for us to agree and move on. Where we agree, we always indicate that all parties agree on this matter of proposal. Where we don't agree, we are going to put options. And then of course again the base document we have the real document that is there that is very detailed, a lot of options on the face of the man, all of us have faces on it. Generally the base document that will have to start another generation of members of parliament who will come post 2019, just to understand what was the logic for us to make this proposal that we are going to make. It is very clear as we are just talking here. Just very informal that we should find a rule that would protect us from members going to the podium for a very serious matter. The entire country is waiting to hear what members of parliament are saying on Central and Board of Government with them, and then young folks there. Once they decide to withdraw it, then I think the rules must be designed in such a way that once you are there present of course before you participate in the debate, you move forward the adoption of your motion. Move the motion one way or another. Just ensure that you don't make it in the members prepare themselves for 5 days to come and debate when they are preparing to debate, and then the member withdraws that motion. In terms of our rule, the member is allowed to do so. There's nothing wrong with that. But I thought that the motion of no confidence in the head of state shouldn't be taken as hard as another motion. Because if you do that, you can cause great problems for the country. I know that everyone all over the world, they were waiting to hear what South Africans are saying about the vote of no confidence. For them to spend a lot of money, Al Jazeera, and all other people to come and see what is the debate all about. When they are here, the motion is withdrawn, and we can see that a member of the council is concerned about some of those issues. And I think in our rules, first we accept that the court ruling has made the law. Any member of parliament or any member of parliament has the right to move the motion of no confidence. So that it should then be put on the problem, or on the problem, or on the other paper, in this member's hand. Reasonable time really can be very perceptive, but must do that in reasonable time. And then the problem that we have, that we must address it ourselves, and then to the rules coming for consideration. Firstly, we can't change anything that the consumer court has decided on. We can't appeal with that decision, the decision is final for many years to come. But I guess that within parliament, we should design our own arrangements that make it literally reasonable for us to have motion of confidence. We should have motion of confidence every month and every week. Because there is a chance now we can do so. Any member of parliament can come here and propose a motion of confidence. We debate once today, the next day, another motion of confidence. I think it will cause problems for parliament. and then because we always know from the previous that members of parliament are very reasonable members. But the recent experience says that must happen on the parliamentary program. It was maybe those also come post 2019. They come with other views, but I think that's important that we do that. So that in the rules committee must consider it, we can't confidence about the president as well. But we can raise it for them to know that the team of the consider from this ministry as they should become the discussion about this matter. And then there were issues that were referred to us. And then all of them are very clear that we must put them there. Give ourselves an apply of money. And hopefully the father and children here don't take us more than 3 hours. And then of course the problem that we have that I want to raise is we should not go to serve our people. If even the smallest part want to come here, they should be allowed to come. Like all other people are allowed to come there when they have a part of. I think when we went to the Bush Promise, you can see that they have to come. That those who are drafting the rules are much more informed about what is happening. But people are not accepting this thing, I have seen whatever. They find it very difficult to understand what they're talking about. And then this passage, unless, and then after that, we cannot advise them because we don't want to break the rules. We know that the first committee is composed only of members of the rules committee, we know that. But surely, members of parliament also they are allowed to participate in any committee of parliament. They cannot vote only, but they can participate in any committee of parliament. I want to make an appeal here. It won't be harmful to invite every party to come. Because unless they understand the logic from the beginning, they will always make it difficult for the rules committee to act on that. I don't think that's what we call it harm. And then, but they will have all the problem that when they go back to their parties, at least they know the essence of what they are trying to do. Because in the rules committee, I realize that we are not going to do anything. Unless we change it to work the way we are going to repair this matter very fast every hour. And it's not going to last with the work of this committee. And I think we may be in change here for many months again to come. Without concluding the work. But I thought that the rules committee has reached that by the end of April, the chapter 10 to 15 should have been concluded. Maybe to be given in the period of one party to contract. But the problem again, when party contract, we start another process after they contract the then contract must be ended. I think there will be no harm for charges if you want to come. To know that the ministry, the first committee is missing, they want to come in. Come, if they cope, want to come in, come. And then they make their presentation, they make their ideas here. I don't think it's very harmful to do so. And then, because if we don't also check them a lot, I think we are creating problems for us. We may have then the rules committee that is forced to vote on something that we have agreed if they were part and parcel of the development of the school. And then I don't think we'll be breaking rules, but as far as we advise, we don't want to set the rules. But at the same time, I know that members of parliament can attend any meeting of any committee in parliament. I won't vote when there's a vote there, but we don't vote here. All the rules committee that vote. There's no harm of majority particular party. There's no one to vote on that one. As far as, what would you have to do?
Chair, I think absolutely right. What needs to happen, I think, is that at the level of management of parliament, it needs to be communicated to all parties that they should be participating and attending, even if they're not full members, but full membership means at very level in the subcommittee. And as you say, it's a question of all parties being on board by the time you go to the rules committee. And the appeal could go out from yourself, could go via the Chiefs Forum perhaps even, to get the parties to buy into this process at this point where they can discuss issues and raise concerns and, as you say, understand the logic of the final results.
Yeah.
Right,
I mean, I find it difficult to see when there are quite a lot of parties absent from the discussion. Then you go to the Rules Committee and they raise the same questions again. So that to me raises not just the smaller parties, but the other parties that are there, for example, maybe coming in, I'm not sure, but it does raise the problem in terms of market perceived. Then on the rate of challenges in certain fields. So, I mean, it's difficult to force you to again, if I do that.
Yeah, so but then, as you say, I think it does make sense, even though that in portfolio committee sometimes they present challenges, but with this kind of a committee where we talk about the rules, like we talk about the code of conduct, it is always advisable that you can have as many people, because at least you should check as even the training that you need after that. Because with these rules, if you've got minimum attendance like this, will be forced to have a workshop for all members of that. But if the attending number, then that will actually be limited, because one member from a particular committee will assist to brief other members as we move along, they may not need to spend a lot of time. Surely the suggestion that maybe you should communicate it to the Secret Forum and make a presentation or write a piece of paper for which you actually invite them that that they are much more welcome to participate here. Because it surely is that there is nothing really that is annoying when you have agreed with the members that are here, then you go to the room committee. Then find that the room committee a rule that you have got no real preferences. Then one member that has not participated makes a big issue out of it. And then we see with a lot of time of everybody else, it is a nuisance.
Thanks, Jason. Jason, I think on the whole, I mean, bar one, two issues, I mean, Julian, I just disagree on something, but I think on the whole, we agree to a very large extent in this committee. And I was very surprised when we went to the Rules Committee and certain issues were brought up there that we had dealt with, I mean, to the point of nausea. And I think we were all quite shocked when we were sitting there, and I know that Judy, Nelly, myself, everyone, we were 15 children, but we agreed to this in this committee, that what was the point of this task team? And what I couldn't understand is why issues that this task team had already agreed upon were being referred back to us. Because all that's going to happen is we're going to sit here amongst ourselves and agree on it again, and then take it back to the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee is going to try to bring it back to the task team.
Yeah.
So, Jason, I actually think, and I felt sorry for you that day, and if you remember that meeting, I said to you, you are the most patient man I've ever come across, because I would have lost the talk by now. I think, as a task team, we should write a letter to the Rules Committee, which is just my suggestion, and say, as a task team, we have thrashed out these issues, we have agreed upon these issues, we have, in certain instances, and it's not a lot of instances, I think it's three or four, we have certain options which the Rules Committee must vote on. Our work here is done. We would actually like to continue with chapter, what is it, 9? Or 10, 10 to 15. Finish our work here. But the Rules Committee must now not shirk their duty. They must now take a decision on what this task team has presented them. And Chair, if I may, suggest, because the Rules Committee is represented by all parties, Hopeful Day, ACDC, everyone's there. Say, the task team has done the work. May we suggest that you read what we have said, because clearly people came to that meeting not having read the documents. They were unprepared. And if I may, the IFT wasn't happening, the DAU wasn't happening, the AAT wasn't happening. They were also the parties that are continuously represented and by the same people in this committee. CASA, Peru, they've done their work. Tell the party you this document needs to be studied. Wholeheartedly, you need to accept what we have discussed, because the task team has yet ignored them. Vote on the option that we've given you, because that's what we've decided on, and let the task team now continue with its work 10 to 15, otherwise we will never finish. And I think maybe a little bit of a hard stance, and if we as members of this party, that's you up, Shepherds, in which we will, because we have sat with you for months and months and months going through these documents, and say that was the original idea, and it was never the intention for us to come back and read your chapter 129. We've done our work already.
Thank you. The Rules Committee has decided that the senior committee must go now to their stations read this line, I think we actually had participation written by gentlemen. They will learn on this thing. It is not a waste of time for them to come. They may not have capacity to attend everything, but they may choose also because these are areas that are important for us. And then, of course, if we do that, I don't think they will have a problem. But I just told to some of them to see a document for a friend having a rules policy. They got no clue what they are talking about. So they would be taking a decision on something that I'm not sure about. They're going to be thinking, actually, on deciding that we agree here, don't agree here. I thought their point initial was that involves as many members as possible. Ensure that their process is as democratic as possible. I know that it's very difficult to go to your own house and sit down there and read their rules and understand. It can't like that really. It's not that. It is very complex because they are codifying policies of parliament. And then because they are codifying policies of parliament, it's very complex to understand why this rule was put in for the first time. But once you read everything, I know that Karen, he gave the reading a thick document. But I don't think it's more than four or 20 members that read it and understood the logic of what happened. Then I think the fundamental thing that happened.
Yeah, it's probably feel I think one needs to impress on all parties that the rules are not a dry technical issue, but as you said, affect the politics and the running of Parliament and directly affect the manner in which individual members and parties can participate. So that if that actually if there's no option for them but to be on board, they should make their business to be there. Because the idea is where they can make that input and get that understanding. And after being here, I'm sure they'll be able to participate much more effectively in the grand scheme of things.
Okay, well, it's better to move. So, of course, on definition, you all have seen us who do that after a conclusion and then the entire group spoke. There are some of them have been done already, which I think there's no harm in doing that.
Chairperson, you started with a comment on the issue relating to the motion of no confidence to the President. And if I've heard you properly, you said that the court ruling, of course, implies or is saying that the motion must be done in some reasonable time. So the withdrawal as well should be done within reasonable time. If you just have to actually try and just extract the content of that, so you can't have the motion to be withdrawn on the last day on the 11th hour, that doesn't make sense. If it talks to a motion to be done in the reasonable time, even the removal or the withdrawal of it, then there must be some reasonable time attached to that. Thanks. I'm just simply putting in, I understand that you say it's something that I'm in the discussion, but I'm just simply putting that in the basket.
That's very much,
Mashiach, that
the point is that we are the ones very initiate part of the rules. There will always no harm for you to make some proposal on some of the issues. Absolutely no harm to do that. And then, because I think members as well, we start in the rules, we also read the rules of other countries and everyone. All those experiences are very important to embrace. Because as we are saying that the rules are codifying what is the culture of South African people in dealing with matters of that context. They are not such as the culture of Buddhist in there. It's a very hard thing. Because the members that know the rules, they're problematic. They're extremely problematic. And that's why we always try to be as patient as we could with the FF. Because they must do the rules, they must do their hard policy, but also within the rules of Parliament. That's what we wanted to achieve. And then today, of course, they are not surprising they are coming. They will be coming in the front of the courts and the elections. I think on that one, we'll pack it much easier. We must relocate it to court. But don't forget, it's costing money. We are moving the entire executive to come to Cape Town for a motion of no confidence. Because that is the only motion. And when they are here, with every support services and everything, the motion is withdrawn. and then I go back, what else can they do? It's a very expensive exercise. I don't think their court was intended, it was intended. It should be a very cost exercise. There is little time for them to debate, but also must be a little time for people to have that in their head. And then something that you must work on, that I don't think their court will say, we are so unreasonable. Because we allow them, everyone can move emotions from one to them. But of course, if the EFF can know about that, then tomorrow they'll raise another one. Next month they raise another one, they use the court issue. It becomes a problem for the court as a whole. And I don't know how the court can deal with the situation of family, but we also know that that is a scripture that we make at court. The personal rules of this matter of the scripture. I think we can bring to attention all the leaders of the institution. Then we should ask them to apply their mind and see what we can do within, of course, the ambit of the law and the decision of the court. Okay, this court is off. There is court report. Sources of authority of God, no issue. I think there was an argument there. The rules of the law are there to be done. Rules of friendship, special majority. I think there is a perfect class for us to consider. And then, of course, the AA put the point of maybe it should go for the majority. And then, not the general discussion on this issue. Do we want to look at this matter? What do you want to propose? For the report?
I'm just going to say, that will be a difficult situation. The people who were objecting the rules. We are agreeing. And it could become difficult, but I can't say for someone who's not in there. Who are in the rules objecting and then he's not here. I don't know why it's not. You see. So I mean, it's an exercise that is quite a problem. Yeah. I mean, generally this is in Canada. And I mean, the rules committee wouldn't foresee this issue of practical exercise. And we can now conclude the MPC says what to do as a result. They couldn't vote it. We're looking for someone who can be voted. Now, I can vote it.
The intention of the rule of us, the fact that we have a fancy, they have a mother, now they pay for the fancies to confirm their
vocation.
And I think that those who are here also, they must be able to articulate what was their conversation. And then because I know that the DA wants to have to go in and consult your friends. You went in the past. Because that was the state that the DA said that they were back to here. I just felt that we must be able to do what we can do, pursue this, and take it to the rules committee. Because we can't solve that funding. And for the thing that the second generation has to touch, that we decide to take it to court. Then it takes us all as we take it to work as much to us to prepare for us. That it must reflect the rules of this. It's a very near approach to the election. Let us do whatever we can. So if we agree, we reconfirm things and we close the cap. These are areas in terms of your consultation and party that we may want to improve. I think we should be through this. Yes.
The problem with the initiative is that, you know, every person who passes here comes here and comes and make a contribution. That doesn't happen in the rules committee. Everybody who has passed must allow to come in. They commented they want to come and have a discussion. It's most over than here. And we are beginning a process. I mean, we want to what party want to do. And we are spending time there for their party and for our party. We can't speak here. And for me, if the process was like this is what is going to happen. That people make objections, that people do everything when it's supposed to be very under the team. Now they go again, they are not here. We're talking to ourselves. They can't work in the team. I mean, you can't run these situations like that. I mean, it's punishing people unnecessarily. You see, we're being punished for being able to have abuse from people who done it. Now it's very unfair. You see. Now you see my DG, who would have changed our views on the basis of what we were arguing for. Now they are not here to come and present the argument of presenting in the room. Now my DG has taken the argument that we have them. It's going to be very accurate.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that's it. part of the problem.
Sorry, Matthew. Anthony said something which I thought was very amusing. He said, you realize you're the only member of the opposition here. And I looked around, Anthony is here as a staff member and as a someone contributing to the IP. But he's not a member of Parliament, and he's quite right. And therefore, he actually doesn't have his local family to be in the committee. So actually, the only member that's here is the four of us. There's four members of Parliament sitting here. I'm the only representative of the opposition, which I think other opposition parties should, I'm capable.
Yeah.
And they should be there. And I mean, do you know the given of the meeting? And I actually think that as a committee, we cannot execute our mandate today, because quite frankly, I refuse, and I'm sure my colleagues would agree with me, I refuse to read the EFF submission without them being there to tell me why they're submitting it. I don't see why I should read their submission on their behalf. I have not made any additional submissions. The AEC has not made any additional submissions because we stand by the documents that we put together. At the Rules Committee meeting, we raised issues that were of concern that should have been voted on. That other parties said, no, we didn't read the document. It wasn't us that said that we didn't want to vote on it. It was the smaller opposition parties that said they didn't want to vote on it. We had already made our submissions and given our different options. And by that, I must include the IT because Naren Chi was there and he agreed with us in that situation. So quite frankly, Chairperson, I don't think this meeting can continue because I refuse to read the EFF submission if they're not even there to get their submission.
No, but it's definitely there's work that is given to us. We must continue. If we really are taking everything, we must do so. Don't forget that even your assessment, you and your own study groups, we are the decision. You must present what your party says. Because otherwise you make it difficult then to know what they must be able to come.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think that is what I wanted to say, because my understanding was that this particular community, we are not hard and fast on Cora.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two is that, as you're indicating, that the Rules Committee has said, go and do further work.
Yeah.
And we did not rebut it there, as to say, probably the next session of the Rules Committee will articulate what the DA needs to say. We have done our work finished. It is up to you, the Rules Committee, to finalize and vote whatever it will. But that time we have not done so. So in other ways, we accepted that we will come and do. Now, what is left for us is that we should just simply look at the rules and say, the ANC says, we are happy with it as it is, we are not making any change. We are not really looking at this, and then the DA says the same, and then we just move like that and to the end. You know, it's wherever we have, in terms of the mandate or the work that the Rules Committee has said, and then we have actually looked, and then we are trying to tighten it up or to try to comply with the arguments that we have had there, they must be able to put it in front of us, and then those that are not here, nobody is refusing them to make an input. They have actually disadvantaged themselves by not coming here. And therefore it must be made clear in the next group committee that when we finalize this, party X, Y, Z, they were not there. And therefore the country aspect, they must convince the group committee on that day. I think that's what I just wanted to say here, and then we should really go a little bit faster, especially on those that we are not making new changes and see them and finish sense.
Please while you're on the show, it's understandable. The last time we were to leave it and allow the EFF to mix up issues, when Gandhi is Gandhi here and with alternative Gandhi in a particular session, and Gandhi got out and supporting him, and we became very patient. And he was starting another exercise attempt today to do the same thing. Well, we've been agreeing that he, but at the end of the day, he's not happy the institution is not helping us. It becomes a fast, but we are going to have a whole ransom by the EFFCF. And how women to conduct is for not analyzing the rules. They have been complaining, they have really facilitated an apology to you to tell us what is the thing that we cannot become. I am just happy, sir, but I don't think what you are pushing is going to be beneficial for us to be able to move. Let's postpone, and even if it comes to that push, solicit again to them what is really the purpose. But let's close it, sir, sir.
You are first from this. You met at the Turkish group, you must present. You must present in the formal meeting of the Turkish group, you must present what are the new ideas that you want to put forward. Otherwise, you are going to call them later that they continue. As you must explain, we both, when there are no issues, there are no issues. But when there are issues, you are first, you must say these are issues. We put so much from which we couldn't get in the Rules Committee. Because from here, we go to the Rules Committee. The Rules Committee must take a final decision on that. I thought that that's why our panel out that say, who said, we look at this matter, come back to the situation, what are your position from your focus? That was the decision that was taken on that. I do think that we must do that too.
This is a meeting that we exercise on the decision on the data. It is a formal committee meeting. It was in reaction to the rules committee discussion to go back and revisit this plan. Now, I think it's part of the record that we are following, because I have very little doubt that we will turn in the court. Now, then we should have a record of all the meetings that we've had and the irregular participation and changes of membership, etc. And all of that puts way in favor of us going the extra mile to bring everybody on board so that we can develop our rules in common understanding. So I just want to make that point, and for that reason. And it doesn't mean that we have to long this meeting and talk to stop. Not at all. I'm saying, let's just move through these issues and deal with them. And if you will allow us to look at these matters, now these matters will be for the reason. But I think what is important is that we deal with the list that we should go back, but that we then thereafter, if there's anything else that we need to just maybe ask a question or a technical question on, because as you have correctly said, if you would allow me to, I would just like to make one comment on the rules. The ANC study group met on this one, and they said actually they want to absolutely reconfirm their position that rules should not be changed, and the rules should not be extended on the way. We are absolutely 100% sure that we want to run this organization, the Parliament on the basis of this. However, there is one request that we must ask Mr. Hanley, if we could just explain that. If there is any way, we want to retain the superior, the quorum, because this is a new one compared to the other groups. There is a quorum requirement that is listed to the level of the bill. Now we are committed to that. But we also say, could there not be a provision that with the concurrence of other parties of technical nature, you know, sometimes there's other committees are meeting or whatever, and the House is sort of difficult to collaborate on the basis of 201 members. Can we not have some other introduction of not unanimous, because then you could have a similar reputation as long as we have. But a basis of sort of another measurement to say if it is a serious reason and there is a common agreement amongst the major parties, I don't know how exactly to say that. Can we not bring that for a technical fix in the media? That's possible. And then the second thing is that it's a purely technical thing. We look at Rule 4, If we look at the standing order, which one of the two is the stronger one? And is it not possible for the House to, if, for instance, there's a sessional order that is passed, and in practice we find it impossible? I'm talking about the motion, motion without marriage or issue. We introduce something, in practice it doesn't work. Are we stuck with that as a sessional order if there was not a date for its final stipulation on the capital, or should the House not be in a position to amend its order? I'm just asking that question. I just have a little bit of concern. In the case of the standing order, it remains in force until amended or repealed. But in the case of the session order, it's a different position. Chair, I just want to get something straight. So we're going to go ahead and meet it, okay? And I'm absolutely fine with it. But Chair, you've got very good minutes from the rules meeting where it actually states what party said what. So it says in brackets EA, it says ANC, etc, etc. Can I ask you this though, Chair? I am not willing to sit and discuss submissions made by the EFF. Okay, and I don't think any of us are. So unfortunately for them, well actually not unfortunately for them, they're not that. We don't discuss their submissions. No. We discuss the submissions of the parties that are here. So in other words, DA and AEC, and it's directly addressed to DA and
AEC.
Absolutely, because Anthony's here, and Anthony knows exactly what this party has mandated him with. So for example, under 5, all these submissions are made by the EFF, and we ignore 5, but we continue with 3, and that we only deal with issues pertaining to the parties that are here.
And just to clarify, I did this for the record, and I put in the party where I thought it was important to hear, but what you'll find very little of is ANC inputs,
yeah.
And that's because essentially the proposals contained in the second draft were broadly the ANC proposals,
yeah.
So only where they have issues against, again identified ANC,
yeah.
So I'm perhaps being unfair to the ANC in terms of what you're saying.
Yeah,
I also just wanted to talk to what Natasha said, that we can ignore 5, because we may have found that ourselves as the ANC, given the argument that we're there, we may have re-ruled the 5, maybe even proposed that, and then to try and mitigate the argument that we're there. So, I think the basis is the ANC must say whether there's got any change of proposals or not, and the GA whether to. If both of us have got nothing, then we pick it, and then we get to the next one. Sense.
If I may come back to Ms. Killian's issues, the first one, let me deal with the easy one first, and that is the question of sessional orders. I think the draft rule doesn't specify this. So I think in 4B if you say a sessional order of the House identified as such by the House remains in force unless amended or repealed, and then 1 and 2. So we just work in the unless amended or repealed, just to confirm that of course sessional orders can also be amended or repealed at any time.
Yes.
So that correction. But then if I may come back to the first issue that's been raised, and in that relation also what the law advisors have made an input on. The law advisor's question whether in fact you can raise the threshold above the third. They are concerned about that, and the Skillian says that it may be useful or necessary to build something in to allow you to come back from the special majority on technical grounds. I think we can, if I can perhaps respond to the law advisors, the understanding was that it said at least a third. So the House can agree to raise that to a half in the case of rules, because rules are seen by the House to be as important as bills, to have the same kind of words. So it's not it was not seen to be in conflict with the constitution, just like half, because it still complies with at least a third, and that was the starting point for the process and for this proposal. If you want to be able to not apply the special majority in particular cases, you then want to do it in the option of the, you could say, unless with the unanimous concurrence of members, you hold that to the third as per the constitution. But the unanimous concurrence means any one member can object and that would propose it. Now, I'm not sure how you're going to get some kind of agreement, what they call special, some consensus, what is it, consensus?
Sufficient
consensus. That would be very difficult then, so I'm not sure how you get by that one. The unanimous concurrence would do it if it's purely a technical issue, which no party has a problem with. Then you may be able to do it. If you don't, otherwise that quorum in the House could otherwise seriously impact on the ability of the House to function. So that would be an option, but it would require support from all parties.
Well, legal team, do you want to respond to any issue then?
Our advisor, the office position is that all the rules have to comply with Section 53. The rules cannot bring in additional majorities of processes because the Constitution has set the mark as to how decisions of the House must be made. So, the rules are changing anything, but in fact, they are amending what is in the Constitution. So, we don't think that can be done.
What about your list?
That's just at least is the minimum. Now you're raising it to a majority, which is completely different. So the Constitution is setting a minimum, and the rule now is setting a different standard.
I'm sure I'm fine with the constitutional just at least a third and you've got a third. But you as a half said this is so important that we want to raise it.
A description.
Yeah.
To raise it higher.
That would be the perspective. I'm not sure if the legal basis would be for establishment.
No, yeah, so I think it's the interpretation, I think that we are getting from CASPA, I think it's correct, because it's setting the minimum standard, and then going that higher than that can be unconstitutional. And of course, if I just wanted to raise a matter, it's this of unanimous concurrence or whatever, I do have a problem with it because it undermines the democratic outcome. And then also it creates a possibility of a deadlock that we can't move when one member then decides to not agree with us and it can't be a problem. I think that as much as we may do, we must also respect the democratic outcome. So that we should be able to move forward, and then of course it's that we are on the basis of the majority. Then, yeah.
If I can express the view, the point of the notes was that some parts were saying that it increased more than half, 2/3. Now, that was the point that we made discussion, that was reasonable. One view is that like the Constitution, you could say certain parts of the rules shouldn't be extended ever, because they define the whole nature of the interaction between parties. But if you set the threshold too high, like 2/3 or so, you impede the House from functioning. The House has to take various decisions, programming decisions, technical decisions, a whole range of types of rules the need might arise that you need to suspend a rule. And if you have to have 2/3 of the House there, you're not going to be able to achieve that. So for me, you have to identify certain rules which are unbreakable, which you cannot suspend, in other words, without having 2/3 majority. Specific rules, say the rules debate, for example. Or you have to say that that maybe half the members being present as apparently proposed is the median between the two extremes. Of 2/3 and 1/3, so half that's the kind of question. I think that's really a bad kind of question.
I think definitely that's the goal. You are trying to find it. There's 50 plus 1 for anyone who wanted to amend the rules, a proposal. If you want to amend the rules, you want to suspend them, you must do so. But there will be issues that are technically in nature. They're not really capturing any right of a member. You want to facilitate the decision of the House. That we can't have a technical arrangement on that issue. I think that's the point to that we are raising. That if one pair of 50 plus 1 is 5, if you want to amend the rule around the case, you want to deny some right of members of parliament, but the issue that you want to order the president issues, this one to take president because of some urgent issue there. I think the issue, technical issues, they want to find, can't be held away of doing it or not. Don't move away from the constitutional requirement. But if they could, the parliament can be allowed to make its own arrangement. That is undermine the constitutional requirement on that. I think you want to make a point?
Chairperson, I think we should read the provision in its entirety. And I start by saying, except what the constitution provides otherwise, not that the rules provide otherwise. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, for example, I remember little factors to show how amending the rules to increase that that threshold is going to become unconstitutional. Is where, say for example, there's a decision that needs to be taken, and there's a third of the members present. And the rule says now that half of the members must be present to take before a decision can be taken. You are infringing on the right of those third members who are present in the House to have a decision taken at that time, and it's going to lead to a constitutional test.
Okay, Anthony, would I allow you also to make it? And that really is us all along. And if the thing is not around, but there will be no harm for you also to apply.
Thank you, sir. I would concur with Mr. Hardy that it's a minimal requirement and that we could raise, taking into consideration that we, your point as well as that, that there could be constitutional challenge, but you would have to weigh the rights of both sides in terms of that. But I would concur with Mr. Hardy that it's a minimum requirement and that the threshold could be increased on that matter.
But the answer not allowing it in the news. But you say that the third of the members must be present in the House to move for the extension of the rules. And then you would identify which those rules are. And that you say for all other rules extension, not a special majority, the minimum requirement constitutionally speaking is then lifted to 50 plus 1. At least for the again, we don't really need to go to war because I think we are covering largely or everything procedurally with other rules. So I think we are, you know, but it was just, I think what was raised was, is it not going, and I think we stipulated here, will it not constrain Parliament from doing its work? Now, SACPA would be in a good position to look at the whole pack of rules to say, no, Parliament should be, because motions can be moved, remember there is ability for motions, procedural motions to be moved, internal back to committee decision, etc. And for that you don't need, because you don't need to suspend the rule. When are rules suspended? Rules are usually suspended on a three-day debate, before the debate, Now, is that not going to be prohibited for the functioning of office? And why I'm saying that is sometimes the program of Parliament is so heavy. Take for instance, we know what happens in a certain period. Usually when there's a new administration, very little legislation comes through. Then after the first year, legislation comes in. It picks up a person. And very often, by nature, this is the animal of government. By nature, the public servant really gets speed towards the end of following due diligence. Now, very often, we have very good work done in committee. It takes long, people start, come back, and then there is a problem with a number of sitting lately. Now that could become a very serious infringement on the functioning of parliament. That is blocked. On the other hand, if the governing party, whoever the governing party is serious about getting the work done, they would teach it that they have a 50% plus one in the House to make the rule. But I'm just saying, let's look practically what when it is going to become an issue, and if it's such an issue. So I thought if we raise it, but let's just debate it to make sure that we also consider the bullet one, and if that's not going to end with it.
Thank you. I think it's correct to say that the rules are not often suspended. And that is because the rules were meant to be thought through very carefully to make sure that the practices work correctly, the individual rights of members and parties are protected, and all of those kind of considerations come into play. And certainly in my mind, it was to apply attention that rules were suspended. And given the importance of some of these protection given to parties and members in context of the rules, it would be important that they be given sufficient rights and not be easily, as I think what members are saying, that they shouldn't be arbitrarily suspended whenever the suits say that they're going to be in this game. So from that perspective, I think it was felt that we should have a special majority. But it seems to me that what we could do, what Karen was suggesting, and that is go through the rules and identify those. That's going to be a further process that can be guidelines developed by the Rules Committee to identify those rules to which the special majority will apply and not generally. And that would be an option. But remember, it's not just about suspension, it's also about adoption of rules and reviewing rules. Any decisions affecting the rules.
Another point, Lord, that was raised is that we should look at the possibility of ensuring that the rules committee adopt the rules and become effective. That we shouldn't wait for the chamber to sit and approve them. That's why the point was raised. That if there will be rules that we want them for functionality of parliament, but there are rules that are almost consumer rules that we can't deny members of parliament to debate.
I think that may be unconstitutional. I think the Constitution says the House can pass rules. So the rules can be different. The rules can pass guidelines and directives, but not rules. And I think it would be important to keep that protection in place for the House.
Okay. Well, I think we have worked it out. If the Parliament is ready, we will take one test. If it doesn't have that.
Of the internal arrangement, we will then seek
Dharma or the threshold. Because I mean, if it makes reference to at least one day, then it may be said to that you know, three internal rules or whatever, then we should be able to fix the percentage. If they can just look at it as a homework and just go and look at it and then whether it's not accepted that we should actually fix that, you know, internal in terms of rules and other things.
Let's not postpone issues. Let's start things of order. We are allowing the meeting to proceed as a matter like this. If it's not the meeting, no, she burnt out. We make your point. If the decision has been, let's make it now. Let's not keep on postponing. It opens us up again to come and reach out to the region. I mean, we never have a thing to call it a night. We'll keep on doing the same thing. Either way, the decision will go ahead.
Those that now know in terms of whatever they can teach the thing, but they can't go below that
And to what Mr. Mashiach was saying, the Constitution says for votes, majority of the members must be present. The Constitution says for all other decisions, at least a third must be present. Why is there at least a third in one case, and but not at least a majority in the other case? I think maybe the point Mr. Mashiach is making, why is there at least a third there in the Constitution?
Okay, I don't think I'm really clear on this, but first of all, it says there the Constitution provides, and therefore the Constitution provides, by writing in a rule in the internal arrangement, which we will be raising that bar, the rules are not the Constitution, so that's the first thing which you cannot do. The second thing is, if there are, let's say, example, just the opposition party in this chamber on the day, and you do have physical now. And they make more than 30%. So if they have been in the chamber on that day, and a question comes up for a decision, and they say, right, that's 30% of members present today, let's take a decision on that matter. And then the rule says, but you have to 50% plus one. That's unconstitutional. Because now the Constitution says they must only be 30, they must be at least 30%. And now we say that's unconstitutional, you can't do that. There's no threshold that, I mean, that is the threshold. By writing in a rule to create one that's higher in the rule to be unconstitutional.
Okay, so we are determining one test, so let us not make the decision. Let us determine there, the different people are saying that. Of course, the different people who come in and explain it in one day. They always have to respond, but we take the different opinion that here, yeah, there's no harm there. There's no principle here. What we're trying just to say, that the rules are very important. They should not be amended or suspended really. That's the point that we wanted to have on us. If we make the guidelines, can cover it, I don't know. Maybe we can look at the guidelines, that how the guidelines work out. So I think we can have a very safe degree. But the point that we're trying to avoid, if the government had a way of doing it, it's still good. The government has got more members, anyway, we can change anything. But I say that if the government had it fast, I'll ensure that the rules are not amended really needed. That is true. That's the same that the House reform of poor planning. They want to amend the rules. That's why we're trying to do that. There won't be a standard. If every sitting of the House will amend the rules, we change them, we suspend them. That's a different regulation. I think Machine has the point that also emphasizes more. But I think the legal opinion to retain the one there, we can do some homework on some of the issues. I don't need the comment that anymore. Okay, so I know.
We can't stop you. You are too important for us.
What on earth? Mr. Singh is not around.
Singh is ill. He'll be next
year. Is he?
Yeah.
But not today?
No,
he's not a clue.
He's got to watch it, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, thanks.
You
want to
know the effort to make it this
time? I am amazed. I'm very lucky that I've got healthy here. I've got all the food and I've got
Thank you.